tell you my secrets. I'm kinda like a prettier Jesus. Forget all of the tears that you've cried. It's over. Of mine's, are you coming, my baby? Acid green, aquamarine. The girls are dancing in the sand, and I throw my cellular device in the water. Can you reach me? No, you can't. No shirt, no shoes, only my features. My boy behind me, he's taking pictures.
He's taking pictures.
Lead the boys and girls onto the beaches. Come on, come on, I'll tell you my secrets. I'm kinda like a prettier Jesus. Turn it on in a new kind of bright. It's solar. Let the bliss begin. Blink three times when you feel it kicking in. That's
everybody. Welcome back. This is your Monday morning indie wake-up call. It's me, Jesse.
And Lauren's here, too. And I'm just Lauren, making sure we had our Teledisco going.
Of course, is here, too. The number one priority of this show is to uplift and affirm Italo-disco as the genre of the future. We're actually already in 2026. Italo-disco has made its way back into the mainstream. The biggest acts in the world are named Giuliani and Scotty and Mike Jr., and they're all playing Italo-disco songs called Freak Out, Nice Fun Style.
DJ Crazy Times, yeah. Life It Never Die, Women Are My Favorite Guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or DJ Crazy Clown at the Bozo Circus with his song Tears of a Clown 2025 Remix. And Smokey Robinson somewhere is like, this is how this song was meant to be done.
Smokey Robinson, he's on tour right now. I've been seeing a little too much of that guy on my timeline.
We can't play his new album is the unfortunate thing, because it is profoundly
filthy.
And not in like a childish, juvenile way. It's just like, it's an album about, you know,
very deep intimacy.
Yes. Yeah. And it's like, that is... Part of me is like, respect to him, because this is a man who's got to be in his 70s, 80s. Yeah. And it's like, good on you. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. If you ever need a laugh, go look up the cameos that Smokey Robinson was doing during the pandemic, because they are some of the most hilarious things I've ever seen.
He's quite a character. Really, honestly, cameo in general, you're going to be getting some wild
Scooby-Doo. That's an Undertaker original for you.
I hear you're 97 years old. That's awesome. Awesome. Hey, Granny, this is The Undertaker. Whoa. So, folks, you already know what time it is. It's 5 minutes just about past the hour. So it's time for the Bandle. Bandle, think of it like Wordle. You've got six tries to guess a song. They tell you when it was released, how many views it has, and the PAR rating. They put all the instruments and vocals through MIDification software to make it a bit more challenging. And this year we've got a song from 1982, 277 million views with a par 2 difficulty. We were looking up, because we can't look up the music of 1982. That makes it too easy.
No.
But we looked up some of the films of 1982. Of course, E.T. at the top.
Jesse's not an E.T. fan.
He scares me. And his conduct in the film is unbecoming of a gentleman of his age.
That's true. That is true.
He's like very uncomfortable to watch.
But I love that Chris Fleming bit. That there's a stand-up comedian that does a bit about, like, we need to cut Drew Barrymore some slack because they made her think that E.T. was real. Oh, like, she's like, save me a spot at lunch, E.T. And then the three Muppeteers had to be like, you know? Like, it's like her best friend when she was a child turned out to be three men piloting a Muppet.
And then the Muppet dies.
She has to watch it over and over again, like on like takes after takes after takes.
Now she has a talk show. And I think that's the inevitable end result of childhood trauma is you get a talk show. Having like a morning view.
Well, what does
style.
That say about us?
That's exactly, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So E.T., you've got like Poltergeist.
Great film.
Holds up really well. Yes. Their implications of it being, and just their words, an Indian burial ground is not great.
Shouldn't do that.
No, but given who it was made by, with a combination of Toby Hooper and Steven Spielberg, it's about par for the course. However, putting that not aside, but bearing that
taking
in mind,
it as it is,
still a very, very good movie, very effective. And then we were saying Stallone had an amazing 1982. Mm-hmm. Rocky III and Rambo First Blood Part 1.
Which is what number
First
in the Rambo
Blood.
Franchise?
It's the first one.
It's the first one.
Yep, because it was originally called First Blood, and then when it became a series, it became Rambo First Blood, Rambo Part 1, First Blood, depending on.
I think I've seen Rambo maybe one time.
I will tell you, it's actually pretty good.
Okay.
But just to get to the original point, he made $250 million at the box office between those two films.
Yeah, which great year for Stallone.
In 1982 is a crazy. That's like having two $500 million movies.
Yeah, I'll tell you in a later segment what my favorite Stallone film is.
Oh,
I think that will be interesting.
Stop, or my mom will shoot. Rambo is like, the book itself is, as you can imagine, very, very reactionary because it spread. It's really the originating point for that lie about Vietnam veterans being spit on at the airport, which was just totally like a fabrication that was accepted in the American mainstream. This movie is a big reason for that.
Okay.
However, it is a really well done portrayal of like PTSD and
I've
like the struggles
that.
Of readapting into a society that is, you know, going from the most violent place on the planet at the time and then coming back to America and being like, well, this place is also still violent, but on a different scale. And it's not designed to take in people that have profound trauma. And it's like, and it's really well done. It's worth seeing. However, I still do laugh because the big moment at the end, he has this big, long, emotional monologue. And at the time, people were like, this is incredible. This is Stallone at his best. It's not. He's better than Rocky. But it's like that monologue is very like grade 9 drama class in his performance where it's just, the war will never happen to me. The war will never happen. And it's like, okay, dial it down.
Yeah.
He literally says, your best friend intends on your hands. And he's just like, he's like having a full on.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it is.
Okay.
And it's like, save that monologue, which I actually think brings the whole thing down. I think the heart of the monologue was in the right place, but it's performed in such an aggressive, like, 100,000% way.
Yeah.
That it loses a lot of the inherent nuance,
the nuance
there
of the writing.
Still, holds up well. It is easily the best Rambo movie.
Sounds like a good summer watch, actually.
I would recommend it. It's darker than you think.
We're kind of on a movie kick. We want to talk about summer watches after the break?
Yes.
Okay, so right now,
Rambo. But yes, Rambo. So Rambo. Worth seeing. By far the best in that series. Like, just like with Death Wish, gets increasingly reactionary and silly as it goes on. I'll tell you more about Death Wish off mic because it is frankly absurd.
Okay.
Let's do the Bandle. Let's hear the drums. This is 1982, 277 million views on YouTube, Part 2 difficulty.
So we're in a pop vein here, I think. And I know it. Part 2?
Yeah. So just a pretty steady, solid little drum run there. Nothing too, I would say.
But the bounciness of it is making me think it sounds like it's in a Wham vein.
Okay, let's see what Wham options we've got.
Because none of them have a strong bass line, but I think it's kind of in that almost bubblegum poppy kind of vein. Maybe it's not Culture Club, I don't think. Could it be?
That's a bit. It's neither of the two.
It's not Karma Chameleon. So
when you type in a band or a song, it'll give you basically if it's in the database.
Is it early for Culture Club, actually?
It would be around the time.
Okay.
Like, I want to say they were like 83, 84.
Okay.
So it's not outside the realm of possibility.
So I'm seeing, are you Katrina and the Waves?
But because I was looking for Walking on Sunshine.
Yeah, but I didn't.
But it's not in here,
yeah.
So it's not the
answer.
I
feel like we would see a horn section in the lineup if that were the case.
And this feels very new wave because it's synth.
Yeah.
Let's hear the drums one more time. And new wave, talk over this as we hear it, was the dominant emerging genre. You got to guess before we move to the bass.
Well, I'm in a really Canadian vein because of what my mom listened to growing up. And so I was wondering if there was anything, it could be from Parachute Club. But I don't even,
nope.
I wonder if that's a little bit too much of a deep cut for Vandal.
Thing is okay. Not super.
So part two, we're still there. Was this way we... Maneater.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Hall & Oates.
Sorry to make it not fun again.
No. That's as soon as the bass line hit. And you know what? That's Hall & Oates. I feel like yes, obviously we're successful at the time. That is a band or two artists that really should get more flowers because
they were doing
cutting edge stuff.
You can hear a lot of influence in music now. I think from Hall & Oates.
100%, and it holds up really well.
It does. You go back and listen to it.
Maneater is still a bop.
Yeah.
Say what you will. Yes, obviously. The gentle, let's say gentle misogyny.
The gentle misogyny of it. But it's a great karaoke song.
It is. And you can also, I think you can diffuse a lot of that kind of implicit misogyny by being a white man singing it.
Yes.
Just being a man singing it. Because it's way funnier if it's like you just change it to be like instead of watch out girl, just watch out boy, you're set.
Yeah.
Orville Peck would do a crazy cover of this.
Oh my gosh.
He should with Hall & Oates. Kind of like this reclamation project he's been on.
Oh my gosh.
He did Kylie Minogue, he did Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting with Elton John, which we played on this before. But it's
oh my gosh.
You cannot tell me Orville Peck and Hall & Oates would not be like an all-time collab. Genuinely, it needs to happen.
I'm going to be a weirdo who DMs Orville Peck on Instagram.
Please.
My dad has this really awesome thing that he does, which is a very, if we come up with an idea like that, he will just tell me to contact this person. for example, I said, after seeing Killers of the Flower Moon, I said, I think Lily Gladstone, for me, would be a shoe-in for the next Bond villain. Because she's very serene, very intelligent, like a very dry humor, and I think it would be really interesting to see her try to pull that off and be a little more frightening and that sort of thing. And my dad loved that idea so much that he's like, "You need to write to them.
You need to message Albert Broccoli immediately."
And I'm like, I don't know who I would message.
Yeah,
like,
Daniel Craig's done. You can't reach out to him.
No.
My best buddy Daniel. Go ahead and write Eon Films. I feel
Warner
like
Warner Bros. Is it a Warner Bros. Property?
No, I'm pretty sure. I thought it was maybe Eon was the old ones. I have no idea. You know what? Let's find out. Who owns?
What would happen if you just called Taylor up?
Yeah.
An all-time TikTok sound.
Movie rights.
Who owns
Eon Productions?
Okay, so Dad, if you're listening, then I have yet to send that letter to Eon Films about getting Lily Gladstone in the door, but
we will send one to Orville Peck. We're gonna send him a Carrier Raven. I feel like he'd appreciate.
Yeah,
that.
I think he'd really like that.
And he'd look at it. He'd kind of like lift his mask. This is exactly. I genuinely think it would be crazy because, as established, Hall & Oates. I won't say underrated because they were wildly successful.
Yeah.
But
your staying power is maybe underestimated.
That's correct. Because if you hear, for instance, "You Make My Dreams Come True."
Oh.
That's my friend's entrance song for wrestling. And everybody in the crowd at the same time is like, yeah, this is a bop. This is crazy.
Great.
So today's Wordle, today's Vandal, done in two.
The Wordle would be insanely boring to listen to.
I'm going to say
crane.
Yes.
Crane.
I'm going to say gush. Gush. Yes. I need another letter. Okay. Oh, it's not a word. Okay.
Riveting. Yes. Riveting stuff.
I think somebody out there would like that. I think somebody would get a kick. Okay. We are getting ever closer to the start of our camper arrival, folks.
It's true.
We're getting excited. We're getting fired up. We kind of look like Ray Lewis in the locker room before the Super Bowl. You know, we're head down in the locker. Our legs are shaking.
Yeah.
We've got like the charcoal under the eyes, making elaborate designs.
You can't see it, but I'm standing up by the microphone and I'm shadow boxing the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing the... You ready? And you stomp your feet and clap. It's a classic.
I'm fired up. You fired up. I'm fired up. You fired up.
Very quickly before we go, my football coach, in one of his short-sighted fleets of fancy, once thought that we should try and do the, remember the Titans warm-up before the game, you know, where they do a little sing to intimidate the opponents? And when we said, we're not doing that, he said, what if we do the haka? And we're like, yeah, we can't do that. So...
That would be really wild. Yeah, that would be really wild. Haka is beautiful, but that is a bad idea.
That is an extremely culturally important.
But if you ever want to have like a good, not like a bad cry, but like a cathartic, just like human nature cry, go watch Haka because it is just so profound.
Especially like the send-offs. There's a really great one that goes viral probably every 2 years of... boys, it's like an all boys school, and they're like sending off their principal.
And like, I know exactly what you're talking
about. It's awesome. Like, it is a really phenomenal and incredibly important part of like Maori culture, and it's not for us.
No. Just go watch YouTube videos of it and cry.
And that was basically what I told him. I was like, look, man, I appreciate the enthusiasm. We can't do this.
We cannot do this.
However, is play more great tunes for you.
Yeah, we can play more music. We're going to get into a little bit of a jazz vein, if you don't mind.
I love it.
I've listened to two jazz albums, new full-length LPs in 2024. Two of my most recent listens have been the new Andrew Bird album, which is called Sunday Morning Put On. It is entirely standards. With different folks doing features on it, instrumental features. This one got moved up my listening order because Chance told me, shout out Chance, how good it was. This is the new Kamasi Washington album, Fearless Movement. Really thoroughly enjoyed that album. Kamasi Washington, kind of a newer favorite of mine, but definitely both those albums really worth a listen. And so we're going to start with a track off of the Andrew Bird album Sunday Morning Put On. It is a Duke Ellington number. Do you know Caravan?
Yes.
Okay, so here on 101.9 FM CFRC, it is Andrew Bird, Alan Hampton, and Ted Poor with their rendition of Caravan.
Above that shine so bright, the mystery of that fading light as shines upon our caravan. Sleep upon my shoulder, eyes and creep across the sands so I may keep this mystery of our caravan. Oh, this is so exciting. You are so inviting. In our desert caravan,
trying to end up in room shady. She look
like my
If you serve me a couple drinks, can't promise I'm gonna behave. Maybe that's a good thing.
King, don't fade away. Just find a way to stay.
I plant my seed where that little soil fertile. Shot glass of that holy water, they puffin' on herbal. She moving like Jesus' daughter, dressed up in the purple. Gown was lost and now I'm found, still winning like Churchill. She had a curse in her purse, I'm stuck in the verse with her. Mighty recital, it's vital, I go rehearse with her. Make that incision, I play nurse with her. Deep dive in the waters, maybe quench my thirst with her. And then get started on our first litter.
Wait,
here I come.
Don't fade away. Please find a way to stay.
your flame of passion stay lit for all time. Smoking good, deep smoke.
When it all falls apart, she blames it on him, and then they start up again. Please don't pay no mind. She gets a hit all the time. I give her cold shoulder, cause she always plays it cool. She only talks back sometimes, so my back stays turned to a. Eh. It's a girl slipping, yeah, looking at the boy, but my back stays turned to a. Still only once, but she can't have volume the world to a. Funny how I am the world to a. Beverly Hills girl, Cruella Arthurville. Oh, she's superficial. It's not good enough for her. Beverly Hills girl, Cruella Arthurville. Oh, she's superficial. It's not good enough for her.
It don't matter to her anyway. No, it don't matter to her anyway. It don't matter to her anyway. No, it don't matter to her anyway. Anyway, no, don't matter to her anyway. It don't matter to her anyway. No, don't matter to her anyway. Oh, I
Beverly Hills girl, Cruella Arthurville. Oh, she's superficial. It's not good enough for her. Beverly Hills girl, Cruella Arthurville. Oh, she's superficial. It's not good enough for her. Good enough for her.
I was holding my tongue while waiting for more. Ah, you already done saying things wrong. What'd you do that for? Oh, you act like there's something you told me I no longer know. Oh, is that all there is? Say it isn't so. Low, feeling unwell, don't ask her why. So I show some respect, later decide I'll approach from the side. So I place myself in her hands, it's a faith that I seek.
says, babe, it's not that deep. Without any pause, I was walking to yours. But I needed time, time that was mine. So I lean on your door. Do you ever feel like a part of you's here, a part of you's far? Oh, is that all there is? I'm just locking up the car.
Twice a week in Jeff's bedroom. The best ever death metal band out of Denton. Never settled on a name. But the top three contenders after weeks of debate were Satan's Fingers and the Killers and the Hospital Bombers. Jeff and Cyrus believed in their hearts they were headed for stage lights and Learjets, fortune and fame. So in script they made prominent use of a pentagram, stenciled their drumheads and guitars with their names. And this is how Cyrus got sent to a school where they told him he'd never be famous. This was why Jeff, in the letters he'd write to his friend, helped develop a plan to get even. When you punish a person for dreaming their dream, don't expect him to thank or forgive you. The best ever death metal band out of Denton will in time both outpace and outlive you. Hail Satan! Hail Satan! Tonight, hail Satan!
That runs.
folks. Hello for the last time this morning. This is Jesse and Lauren here with you. We are going into camp mode shortly, so we're going to leave you with some fun picks from the CFRC Digital Music Library. Always some classic and great new stuff in there as well.
Yeah, you just heard from Pup with Mabu. We also heard from The Halfway Kid with Is That All There Is? I'd have to take a look at what else we played, to be honest with you. We heard the Laura Jane Grace cover of the Mountain Goat song, Best Ever Death Metal Band in Denton. A couple other ones for you there. Hope you enjoyed. You can always re-listen back to the archive and find the tracks that we're talking about here. So, yeah.
CFRC.ca is fantastic for that. It's always a... great resource. We constantly update that schedule as well, so you can see what we've got that's new on the agenda, new on our schedule. And yeah, you can always go to the archives and grab some fun stuff as well. Coming up to end the show today, we're going to have music from Hockey Dad. Great name for a band.
Great. Their track Danny is one of my favorites, period.
And
so.
I love that they're an Australian band as well. Because you hear Hockey Dad, you think, that's got to be CanCon. No, no.
These absolutely are our it's not. No.
Friends from down under, so yeah. To speak. Also, in this little block, I'm going to play...
I wonder if they know the band Soccer Mommy.
They would be... That's a great double billing right there. We're also going to hear a PSA I made with our lovely volunteers from Community Living Kingston.
Who are the best.
I'm pretty proud of. They also helped us with the library. They helped us organize and clean the station. So shout out to our CLK friends. They do great work there. You can look up Community Living Kingston. They're members of Community Living Ontario. Fantastic group. Or just listen to the wonderful PSA we made with participant Dale and staff member Evan, who are usually here with me on Tuesday afternoons. And we have a show, a little half hour of music and chat called CLK Conversations, which you can catch every Sunday mid-afternoon, 12:30 to 1 p.m.
Really fun program, really great addition to the Sunday lineup, which is one of my favorites, I have to admit, on the station.
It's a good time. All right, folks, I think we are just about out of time here. Lauren, let's sign off because we've got work we got to do.
We've got a lot of work coming. Stay tuned for more about the camp. We're really excited to get to go for it again. And we'll have a great production for you at the end of things. So yeah, thanks so much. This has been Lauren and Jesse on your Monday morning indie wake up call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. And you're going to hear a little bit of PSA promo kind of thing, but then we're going to hear from Hockey Dad with Base Camp coming up next.
Wildfire season is underway. People in Ontario may experience increased risks to their health and safety from fire, heat, and smoke. Wildfire smoke can travel thousands of kilometers from a fire zone and is a major source of harmful air pollutants. There is no safe level of exposure for most of these pollutants. Smoke can cause negative health effects even at very low levels when we may not be able to see or smell it. Prepare yourself for smoke events by checking local weather advisories and air quality conditions using the WeatherCan app and the Air Quality Health Index. Protect your indoor air quality, ensuring proper ventilation using an air purifier in your home, as well as access mental health supports. Remember, you might not be able to see or smell smoke, so take the proper precautions and stay safe. Learn more about air quality and health at Canada.ca.
Put my foot out on the rock. I'll be sliding down. From the community office, Community Living Kingston.
Community Living Ontario is a non-profit provincial association that has been advocating for people who have an intellectual disability and their families for 70 years. We proudly work alongside over 119 local agencies and advocate on behalf of more than 100,000 people across Ontario. We are an active member of Inclusion Canada and regularly communicate with equivalent provincial and territorial associations. We also have influence at a global level thanks to our affiliation with Inclusion International.
Also thanks to PSC for the wonderful opportunity.
I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
Rockin' the Square returns to downtown Kingston, featuring the Juno Award-winning, platinum-selling Crash Test Dummies. With special guest, Kingston's own Piner. Rockin' the Square, Friday, July 26th at 8 p.m. Presented by the City of Kingston. Public transit and general admission are free for all ages. Details at kingstonlive.ca.